To the teachers' assistants and support staff who see potential in every child, Grand Canyon University recognizes you. We created the National Center for Teacher Preparation at GCU, along with a generous scholarship so you can become a licensed teacher with paid benefits. Over 100 GCU alumni have been recognized award recipients, including Superintendent, Administrator, and Teacher of the Year. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/parapro.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
आईसीसी टी20 क्रिकेट विश्वकपको समूह चरणबाटै बाहिरिएको नेपाली टोलीले राम्रो छाप छोड्न भने सफल भएको अस्ट्रेलियाको राष्ट्रिय महिला क्रिकेट टोलीकी पूर्व कप्तान लिसा स्थलेकरको भनाइ छ। हालका उक्त प्रतियोगितामा एक खेल समीक्षक तथा टिप्पणीकारका रूपमा वेस्ट इन्डिजमा कार्यरत रहेकी स्थलेकरसँग एसबीएस नेपालीले गरेको विशेष कुराकानी सुन्नुहोस्।
First of all, Lisa, welcome to SBS Nepali. Let's begin our conversation today with Team Nepal. So have you followed Nepal's World Cup journey, and how have you found their performance this season in their second ever World Cup and the first one in 10 years, especially after the surprise package, which was the very narrow loss against their first ever match with South Africa?
Yeah, I've been able to kind of capture and tune in to a little bit of their performances. Obviously, I'm over here in the West Indies and catching flights and doing my own games, and there's been times where there's been three games on at the same time. So I've kind of caught snippets of it. I haven't sat down and watched a full game. But one thing that I've been so impressed is, firstly, it's a young group of players that have been able to kind of really step up and compete against some of the full members. That narrow loss against South Africa is a prime example. They have used almost, I'd like to say, in the US, the home ground advantage of the crowd. The crowd has been amazing, and speaking to a number of commentators, as they've said, that that's been one of their highlights when they've gone to the games and covered, is the support that the Nepal team has. So I think it's been, whilst they would have loved to have kind of come away with a victory, I think they can look back at the tournament with lots of smiles and lots of positive, some positivity to take them forward into the next series that they play against.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think it will take for Nepal as a team to compete as a test nation?
It's an interesting one. And I say that because it's easier to focus time on the white ball. I know the premium product of cricket is test cricket. There are lots of questions out there at the moment whether test cricket is viable, sustainable. Is it a format that emerging nations should aspire to, or should they stick to the white ball? I know, having spoken to Cricket Ireland, and they've said that financially it costs a lot more to stage a test match and to make sure then your domestic structure is has that format, the longer format, which again costs money. So it's about as a country trying to figure out what's the best format for your country to succeed in. And I would probably sway them more to stick to white ball. And if in the future test cricket comes into the fray, then absolutely. But right now, I think their focus should be on 50 over cricket and T20 cricket.
Right. And Lisa, you're one of the Cricket Australia multicultural ambassadors as well. And do you see a relationship building between Australia and Nepal when it comes to cricket, like particularly talking about the Big Bash League, in which earlier Sandeep Lamichhane had gotten a wild card entry? Are there any other players in your mind whom you think might be suitable or, a chance for it?
Yeah, it's a little bit hard now with the Big Bash rules and how many overseas players they can get and the money involved and it's now a real business, right? I still feel that in some of these T20 leagues, I feel like having an associate member, which we see in the WPL, being an associate, coming from an associate member, you get immediate kind of entry in, as in you can put them in your 11, so instead of four, it's five, and that gives them a huge advantage because they are slightly disadvantaged from this the sense that they haven't had as many opportunities. The infrastructure back home isn't as advanced as other countries. So, because of that, I would say that the next few years we probably won't see anyone from Nepal playing in the men's Big Bash. But that's not to say that that won't happen in the future. I think, again, if Nepal challenges these teams when in World Cups or qualifiers, there'll be more and more talent scouts out there looking for players that are a little bit unique, a little bit different, players that haven't necessarily been seen. So there is an opportunity then for them in the future, but maybe not necessarily now.
What do you think is most important for a small yet talented group like, Nepal's young cricketers to progress to an international level?
Yeah, I think they've gained a lot of experience from this World Cup, but they need to, and I don't know their schedule after this, where they play next, but they need to be playing regular cricket. And if that means, coming and playing state or counties or other smaller nations, I think that's fine. Just regular cricket, which means that they'll be put in difficult situations and as a group have to figure out. Training, yes, is important. But you're not going to learn how to win games of cricket through training. That only happens by playing games of cricket. So the more they can play, the better they will be.
SBS Nepali, SBS South Asian Ma.
Starting with India, which has remained unbeaten this season, how do you see their performance going forward?
Yeah, they're a side that it doesn't matter if some of the top players aren't performing as well as they would like. They still seem to get the job done. So I think they're still a scary opposition for teams because they haven't quite clicked. They haven't played their best cricket yet. They're unbeaten. So you would expect them to at least get through to the semi-finals. And then on any given day, it's whoever performs well and copes with the pressure. But they are a side that opposition teams are certainly aware of their ability and skill. I mean, Jasprit Bumrah, you'd have to say, is probably one of the best white ball bowlers going around in this competition. So whenever he gets thrown the ball from Rohit Sharma, he just seems to do the job. And batting, they bat deep, they bat long. So yeah, they are a force to be reckoned with.
And Bangladesh has also managed to get in the Super 8s. How do you see their performance going forward?
Yeah, they've kind of scraped through, and sometimes that can really gel the group together. I've probably noticed over a period of time that they're a little bit more calm in how they approach their losses and their victories. Their emotions try to stay quite even keeled, which will hold them in good stead in tournaments like this. I think Chanto, their captain, he's very calm. He managed to get the job done against Nepal to ensure that they kind of had that victory, and against Sri Lanka, should I say, at the start, which was very important for them. So if they can get their batting right, I think they've certainly got the bowlers to be able to bowl out or defend a modest total. But their batting just hasn't quite clicked, and if they can get to that 130, 140, then I think that they could be a real threat.
And likewise, speaking about Pakistan and Sri Lanka, who have not gotten in the Super 8s this year, but however, Pakistan has already secured a spot for the 2026 2020 World Cup, and Sri Lanka has ended this season with a high, winning against the Netherlands. Please tell us your thoughts on this.
Look, for Pakistan, there's lots of discussions from pundits and articles that you start to see, and obviously looking at their performances, and I was in Pakistan to cover a series. They haven't necessarily had the best preparation in terms of they just appointed a new coach, Gary Kirsten. He didn't really have an opportunity to kind of mold the side. So he no doubt has a wonderful track record, and he will get the team humming. It's whether they're willing to kind of let go of the past and be able to move forward. There's been a lot of turmoil in the Pakistan Cricket Board, a lot of changes from a governance point of view. So stability is probably what that team is needing and requiring. So even Babar Azam, will he be captain after this tournament? I don't know. So if they can kind of focus on building a squad from a white ball perspective for a period of time, and kind of riding the emotions of losses and victories like Bangladesh probably have, then they might be in a better position. And for Sri Lanka, it's a little bit worrying, to be honest. They're a side that probably the first part of for a block of 4 or 5 years, they were always in the semi-finals of ICC events, but they've probably gone missing of late. Things just haven't turned up. They've got skill. I think they've got one of the best bowling groups going around, the young bowling group that no doubt will get better, that are getting selected in T20 franchises regularly. But again, the batting is probably letting them down. So players, I think predominantly T20 players play with some freedom, and they take risks, and they're willing to kind of try and go for the boundary all the time. But we've seen in this tournament that you can't afford to do that. The pitches aren't that type of pitch to be able to do that. So you need some maturity to be able to kind of pull back your aggressive game, figure things out, and then get yourself in a position to then go big. And that's probably where Sri Lanka was probably lacking. They didn't have those senior players that stepped up from a batting perspective.
Right. And just talking about cricket in general, how is it being accepted in the Americas? And other than India and Australia, what is the scope of a new cricket market in the US?
I think obviously with the subcontinent and so many expats there, I think cricket will certainly be loved by that. But I certainly think I think the fact that it's going to take some time to kind of get into the American population. I think the fact that they've had this T20 World Cup. They've got the MLC straight after. Olympics cricket is in the Olympics in LA 28. So there's a few kind of goals there that they'll try and make sure that you keep retouching on cricket, and hopefully over a period of time, the Americans will start to figure out how this game is played. It's certainly a chance to. For them to captivate the audience, and I know ICC is certainly looking at that.
And what has been your most memorable moment so far in this World Cup season?
Most memorable moment. To be honest, probably tuning in on Prime and watching the USA beating Pakistan. I was amazed at how calm they were able to remain. Going into the super over, they again would have been underdogs, and fans back home in Australia would have loved watching a big upset. Maybe not the Pakistani fans, but I think they would have enjoyed the underdog status, kind of David and Goliath, and the victory that came from that. So I think that we've had little moments like that throughout this T20 World Cup, and I hope fans back home have certainly been enjoying it. So Australia versus Bangladesh live 10:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, June 6th, and then Afghanistan, which I think will be a real tough clash. That's again 10:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, June 23, and the last one, which no doubt will our fans in Australia might split who they go for, Australia versus India, because obviously a huge subcontinent fan base in Australia. That's June 25, 12:30 a.m. So you're going to have to put your alarm clocks on, get your cup of teas going, and tune in to Prime Video for all of the action and all of the big hits, and all of the big stars on show.
यस पोडकास्टमा भएको त्रुटि सच्याइएको छ र हाल जारी आईसीसी टी ट्वेन्टी क्रिकेट विश्वकपको बारेमा अस्ट्रेलियाको राष्ट्रिय महिला क्रिकेट टोलीकी पूर्व कप्तान लिसा स्थलेकरसँग एसपीएस नेपालीले गरेको यो कुराकानी सुनिहाल्नुभयो. यस कुराकानीलाई तपाईँले हाम्रो वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/नेपालीमा गई वा आफ्नो फोनमा एसबीएस अडियो एपलाई निशुल्क डाउनलोड गरेर सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ. र विश्वकप बारे थप सामग्रीहरू पडकास्ट र भिडियोको रूपमा हाम्रो युट्युब च्यानलमा उपलब्ध छन्. एसपीएस साउथ एसियनलाई सब्सक्राइब गरेर साथ दिनुहोला.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. एसपीएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.